Oh, I'm so completely tilted out by some guy that tries to speak English on Facebook. You want me to read it? It's really funny. Okay, so this is the Facebook update from a Dutch guy who just turned 21. He says, "My mother have made a photo collage of 21 years Michael for my birthday." Okay, and then so yeah, it's ridiculous, I know. And then some German girl replies to it, so she obviously speaks English as well because she doesn't understand Dutch. So she says, "Your mom is awesome. Tell her my greetings." And then this guy replies this: "Haha, yes, she has doing a good job." No, that's not all. Is was really with one L. Is was really surprised this morning. Is was so funny to look back at 21 years of yourself. That's it.
Hello and welcome to the championship edition of the DK and Comet Show. I'm Comet.
And I'm DK.
And right now we're live in chat about to crown champion. And with us we have M. Gay.
Yes.
And Whiff.
Oh, hello.
And we're just waiting on the results right now. It's very exciting. What does everyone think the results are going to look like? Oh, I apparently win preds. 74 total votes.
Oh, wait a minute. An even number? It can't
that
be
can't,
a...
can't be a one-vote decision, then.
Uh-oh.
74. Oh, boy.
I think I just took the mass under with that. Oh.
Yeah, I think...
First person to guess UB38 wins.
Everyone's getting ready like it's first vote. Hands over your enter buttons.
And oh.
Yes!
Damn. That was quick.
Wow.
Oh, I give up. I'm not even going to try to get one that's not taken.
Who's Pam Wishall? Is that Third's mom?
Yeah, Ed's in here as well. Ed and Pam Wishall.
And Pam Wishall. And they're... Tyler needs to be here and know that his parents are still sexually active.
In chat.
In chat. Was there even anyone who picked Jimbo?
Couple look like Corey, Whiff, and Kara said Jimbo 77.
Well, it looks Endgamer just said that there's a perfect, so odds are heavily in favor of QB, and it's time to start spam.
Can we get a drum roll?
And the winner is QB!
QB with 40.
Oh, holy shit!
That's rolled up fast.
Oh, what the hell?
Take the final vote. QB with 40, Bo 34. So QB wins a 6-vote victory.
Oh, wow. I'm getting massive rate here.
Let's see.
Who the hell won that? I have to update that.
Well, I think Wool won it.
Wool?
Yeah,
Wool. Wool won. Preds.
Okay.
What is this? I don't even.
Beyond the impossible.
I really can't spam to my full potential here.
And that makes Dirk the winner of the Preds contest, even though he's been bashing it all year.
Yeah.
Kind of ironic.
Well, that's one thing. People are now saying that it was since QB was gonna win it, they're saying, oh, it's a shit contest, it was a failure of a contest, but the vast majority of people picked QB to win the whole thing from the get-go. And those are the same people that are voting, so I don't know why people were surprised or outraged by it. There might still just be some backlash over Carroll losing by so much, but yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the most shocking match in the contest. I mean, I'm not surprised that QB won, but Carroll really should have kept that close.
Yeah, he definitely deserved a better result than that. I don't think anyone's going to argue against that, but...
Yeah, to anyone who says this is a bad final, you're right. It's what people voted for, so obviously the majority wanted this.
Yeah, I like how everyone complains about the final, yet they are the ones who made this decision. They're the ones who voted for it. They're the ones who voted the people in the contest, and they're the ones who picked between two contestants, and this is what happened.
I guess people are kind of upset because, I don't know, I guess QB and Jimbo are so alike. I mean, you look at last year when we had Infill going up against Elu, two guys who just pull from completely different voting blocks, and it wasn't that at all this year. It was, you know, I guess people expected a blowout. And that it was a predictable result.
Yeah, people are saying, in those arguments about the contest sort of being bad this year was that it's about activity, like the most active people should be the ones who win. And, well, if you want to argue that, then how do you explain, like, Paragon being in the contest every year? I mean, you can't attribute it all to activity. It's that combined with other things. It's that combined with personality and playing the games and a bunch of other factors. I mean, it's a popularity contest. It's not a gaming contest, and it's not an activity contest, and it's not strictly a personality contest. It's a popularity contest, and QB was the most popular leader this summer, and that's just the way it is.
Yep. On the head right there.
But, I mean, they're both very active anyway. I mean, QB doesn't play any games or anything, but he's always in chat. He's one of the most active chatters. And, you know, just everyone likes him. I'm not sure if I know a single person who hates QB, except for maybe Corey.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters equal fuck 'em all.
I mean, I know those people who dislike him, but to just like straight up hate him, I don't think anyone could really have a good reason to.
I think their people will each have their own sort of idea about what kind of standards a contest champion should live up to, like what kind of a person a contest champion should be. And I guess for some people, QB doesn't fit that bill. I mean, I think that he's definitely a worthy champion, but some other people might not think the same way, so...
Yeah, I guess people might be upset just because QB was never a gamer, and this is the contest held on a website that's about gaming.
Well, I wouldn't say he was never a gamer. He did get some Good Times and Perfect Dark back in the day. Like, I think he had 47 on War Secret Agent, which was definitely a world record. Was it Untied? I don't remember.
Yeah, he was the original God of War. That was, I think, his nickname back in the day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, he did play.
Well, and he's not completely out of, you know, being the best at some sort of a game. If you guys have ever played in the fantasy leagues, he and Boss are always the ones that win these things. You know, baseball, football, hockey. He's always either number two or number one. It just seems every single year. So that's one thing that he can hang his hat on. So.
And QB can be competitive at video games as well, while it's not, you know, necessarily speedrunning, but I mean...
You just have to look at his gamer score on Xbox Live. I think he's up over 80,000.
Yeah, that, and I mean, if you've ever seen him at the Virginia meets, I mean, I've only been 1 year, but I mean, he plays competitively at the meets. So, I mean, he's a gamer, and I think some people might forget that just because he doesn't really show it that much in the speedrunning aspect, but he's for sure a gamer.
Endgamer would like me to announce that the results for the spread betting this year, we have Endgamer winning, going a positive 23, with Fanny in second place with a positive 20, Mgay in third place with a positive 16, and Thingy and Neo tied for fourth with 16.
One leg for each of them.
And of course, Dirk winning Preds with 142 points, with third and second at 139, and Kara in third at 138. And 18 people correctly predicted QB's championship win. So, I mean, that's a pretty solid percentage. That's almost half. I think there was about 46 people who put in predictions. So, I mean, QB winning, it can't come to a surprise, really.
Well, now that QB's won, he can never be in the contest again. So does that mean, do we have any idea on who the favorite will be for next year's contest? Should there be one? Probably Kara, right?
Well, it's hard to say this early. Because, I mean, you know, if you look at last year's contest, I'm sure right after the contest, you could easily say that Elu would be the favorite since he only lost the championship by a single vote. But, you know, over the course of the year, I guess he has lost a little bit of popularity, and he didn't do so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really have to look at what happens over the course of a year, and look at how the actual nominations turn out to really decide who's going to be a favorite. But I mean, I'd say, I mean, if their activity, I mean, if you assume that everyone's activity stays about the way it is right now, I mean, you gotta consider Kara one of the favorites, Jimbo even. I mean, if he stays as active as he's been, so those two definitely come to mind. If guys like Elu and Patrick become a little bit more active, they could for sure have a shot at it. But yeah,
to be honest, I'm really surprised how well Patrick did in this year's contest. Like, I mean I know he's a popular guy, but I think he really overperformed. I don't know if that's just me, or but I guess I don't really know him that well, so I can't really judge, but just to me it seemed like he did a lot better than he should have.
Patrick's run didn't surprise me all that much. I mean, I probably would have had him in the final four if I knew that Octo wasn't going to be that strong. I just figured that even though Octo hasn't been that active, I figured that he'd still be a final four contender. So in my preds, I had like Octo over Patrick with Octo going to the final four. But, I mean, if I had known that Octo's popularity would have fallen as much as it did, I probably would have picked Patrick for that Final Four slot. I mean, for people who have been to Virginia, they know Patrick's just a really likable guy, and he's been to a bunch of other different meets as well. Even though hasn't been the most active GoldenEye player in speedrunning over the past year, it's just really not that surprising that he can get a lot of people to vote for him.
Yeah, I guess I'm overlooking the fact that he has gone to the Virginia meet, because, I don't know, he's just like, he's never in chat, and to me, you really need Chat behind you to make a good run in the contest. But I guess the overlap between Chat and Virginia Meat was enough to help him get where he was. Anyway, I have a bit of a breakdown for the match. Apparently, Jimbo won Australia 3-0, which meant he didn't have a single Aussie vote against him the entire contest.
Jimbo should have won the whole thing.
There was only 20 European voters. QB won that 13-7, which was, I think, a little closer than expected, because the Euros tend to hate Jimbo, but maybe that was a little bit of backlash because of the Kara loss. Looks like Jim won North America by a single vote, and he also won General Chat by a single vote. But QB won Chat pretty big, 26-16. And Jimbo didn't get a convincing win in Goldeneye. He only won 23-18. So that's the general breakdown of the match. Unfortunately, Endgamer won't give me the page. He's only telling me stats through instant message.
Yeah, we got to see those vote of the day results.
Most important ones.
Apparently, Jimbo was leading early, as much as 12-5. So a 7-vote lead early, but I guess that was before the Euros started waking up and rallying QB back. This is all speculation, as I said. Endgamer won't give me the actual page.
Doesn't look like it's even up yet.
No, it's not. He's hoarding it for himself.
Yeah, I think he's waiting for the spam to cease. Or, I don't know what he would call it, since he's probably seen something completely different.
Yeah, I'd actually...
Some random characters.
Okay, apparently there was 3 vote of the days.
Three of them. That's almost 4.
Yeah, which is close to 5, which is half of 10. So there might as well be 10 vote of the days. Okay, one of them was just a pitcher. Wait, it's a UFC match with QB's head pasted onto one of the guys and Jimbo's head pasted on the other.
Yeah, that one was mine. Did. Are you guys actually seeing it?
I can see it right now. I'll post the link here. Okay, vote of the day number 2 was, if it wasn't the final, I'd be an ardent QB voter here, but Jimbo's put up with most of the crap in the elite. Okay, most of what was deserved. Got even more popular after that photo. Basically put everything in his entire relationship in Chat, combined with Rach, who's either the best troll in the elite's ever seen, or the most open person the elite's ever seen. Pretty much his whole life is an open book, too. This vote is for a guy who once needs something good in the elite to happen to him, and the vote is a feeble attempt to accomplish that. Even though we don't have much in common, Jim's still someone I hope I can call a friend for a long time, so here's a vote in support of you. Aww.
Ooh, get off the stage.
Too long, didn't listen.
apparently the third
attention show staff.
The 2010 summer contest, QB versus Jimbo. Online, bitches. Jimbo and Q Breezy, this decision ain't easy, like when I score with Jim Moore. This choice ain't like that sleazy whore. All Jimbo does is eat Chef Boyardee and pretend he's good at GE. Is that the kind of guy I wanna see at the end of the bracket? He can rent any snack like I won't give him a heart attack. Jimbo wins, people might pack their shit and rage quit. Maybe just stage it, not even age before they come back. But what about Q-Biz? Does he tell it like it is? Or is he busy fantasizing about Liz? Hell no, he's philosophizing, he ain't gonna stop. And he's rising straight to the top. You better minimize the reasons for him to pop the cheek right out of your faces while he cracks your pocket aces and watches movies with sweet card chases. You don't like it, it is to you on a daily basis. Sound like my vote's gotta be for the rap prodigy. Quietly, but just wait and see. Cause any way you look at it, Jimbo's a great guy. 400 pounds and there's still more than meets the eye. He doesn't mind when we bash him even though it ain't hard. When we put a sign in his yard, NASCAR. But I gotta say that Jimbo's a great friend. And it looks like I'm sticking with him till the end. I vote for Jimbo.
Did the spam stop?
It appears.
Yeah, I'll say I spent like 3 hours making that GIF. And that's not including 2 hours that I lost, so I had to start over.
I also like the name that you gave it, Jimbo Slice.
Yeah, it actually, the body that I posted Jimbo's head on is actually Kimbo Slice. He's getting the shit beat out of him. And Endgamer is the referee, of course, which is just a little Easter egg.
Okay, another stat here is in the spread betting, the final season result, is the house lost out. We had 1,730 correct picks against 1,500 incorrect picks. So the house is out a lot of money.
Welp.
Yeah, where's my money?
There was a lot of close lines, though, but even in the close ones, they seemed to be just like 1% too high. So everyone just going with a big barrage of under, and then we get a line that, or get a result that's like 0.5% under the line, but everyone but DK picked under anyway, so...
There's actually, I looked at this, there's actually a point late in the contest where if somebody had been basically bizarro DK and had picked under in every single match, they would have been spread leader at one point in the contest. So
yeah, well, weren't you minus, like, minus 24 at some point?
Yeah, something like that. That just illustrates how sort of lopsided the line setting was to favor unders, but I'm not going to complain about that. Nope. No, sir.
Alright, so more stats rolling in. Looks like for the vote of the days, we had Shang winning with 20 vote of the days. MGay in second with 14, Goose in third with 13, and Wheat and Theridel in tied for fourth with 9, as well as Fanny. Also, there was 34 different Vote of the Day winners. Endgamer super slow giving me these stats. It's taken a decade. Endgamer time. That sounds kind of sketchy. Apparently 105 different eliters cast a spread bet this season, and roughly 115 cast a vote. You'd think he'd have an exact number there. It's kind of in the system, right? Over 3,800 votes were cast this season.
So does that lead us to a nice average for how many votes were cast per match?
It's like the average was about 59. The vote of the year will be awarded tomorrow.
That's why we had three. Gotcha.
I don't know. DK's for the finals was pretty epic.
Man,
that was a good one.
I really hope I win vote of the year for this. I put too much work into it. If I don't, I'll probably rage quit. I just can't remember any vote that probably, like, tops this. It's just, if you, one other thing in it, if you notice, during one of the punches, you can see a little animation of teeth and blood flying out, which is just an homage to
Dr. QB.
QB constantly knocking people's teeth out, so.
And doubling as a dentist to replace them.
Indeed.
3,800 votes is up from 3,100 last year, and the 74 votes in the finals is up from 61 from last year. Well, of course, it's nowhere near what it was back in, what, 2008 or something? We had like 104 in the finals.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I think that was 2006.
It was the last year that Endgamer hosted when he was collecting votes through AIM.
DK collected in 2008, right?
Yep.
Okay, Endgamer's actually giving me X stats from last year.
Well, good job, Endgamer.
It looks like Infill, of course, is number one, with Elu number two. QB was number three, Octo and number four, Eddie was number five, Kara was number six, Cum was number seven despite being in the final four, Liz was number eight.
What?
Wow.
Which is ridiculous.
How do you do that? How did she do that?
She lost out to QB and didn't lose by a whole lot.
Alright.
9 was Patrick. 10 was Neo. And 49 was Dirk. That's what he gave me.
So the top 10 and number 49.
Oh dear.
Oh no, he's giving me the bottom 10 leaders. It's like Dirk, and then this is going, everyone else is below Dirk, so Fanny, then Cyber, then Dan Cervone, Carl, Woody, Thingy, Poker Mark, Bloody.
No.
Bloody!
There's someone below Bloody.
Bloody!
Dennis Lucid.
Well, cool story, Endgamer.
So, waited a year for those X stats from last year. We might get this year's right now, maybe?
Did he actually say that, or are you...
He asked if we wanted them, and I said yes.
Where the heck is Theronel, by the way? I haven't seen him when the Brazils were announced or anything.
He said he wasn't going to be around until, like, 10 minutes from now.
Really?
I think he walked in on Ed and Pam, and now he's severely traumatized.
By the spiny stem, by Ed and Pam.
Ed and Pam have been at it all day, so...
Alright, 2010 stats are being made now. Is there anything we want wrapped up?
A present.
Present?
from Endgamer. The $20 he owes me.
Is his beard clippings okay with you?
Yeah, sure.
Bread clippings.
Well, not. I should add, not in lieu of the $20.
Okay, Endgamer's also telling me about the show that would possibly happen at Virginia. And what he wants to do is get everybody who was in the contest and at Virginia and interview them each individually, one by one. Would everybody be interested in something like that?
That could be fun. I would do it.
Yeah.
All right, everyone pick your favorite match pitcher of the year.
Ooh. I'm going to have to go DK.
Dicketh?
DK.
Lidike.
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 Lediquette.
Yeah, that's... I liked what I did with that. Even though that expression was so hard. I tried so many different shots. Like, trying to set that up.
Thomas.
Yeah.
How did you find the gravestone that says Bankoman?
Wait, what?
For discos. The gravestone.
Oh, I just did a Google search for it, and they found it. It's like, what?
Oh my god! That's so good!
There's a couple really good pictures, though.
Like, I think my favorite picture is the guy from Creed with Noob on his forehead.
I'd probably have to vote for Creed too. Yeah. Just in the hopes that it would win Picture of the Year.
Yeah.
Wheat's picture.
Yeah.
AIM conversation between Biff and him.
Oh, this is actually the first time I see Nkosi.
Wolves was pretty good too.
Well, that one was done by Midas.
Yeah. Apparently these X stats aren't going to be done for another while.
Meaning
a year. He says he's half done now. No, so whatever. About a year.
That sounds about right.
And that about wraps up this championship edition of the show. From everyone here, I'm Comet.
And I'm DK.
And we'll see you next time.
The DK and Comet Show.
No, I will not play dominoes.
No. I can't play dominoes because I'm already playing solitaire, Hugo. Sorry.
Steven. Here, look. At least Steven is a good friend of mine. Here, kindly accept it.
Dominoes. My turn.
How does this work? I don't even... God, why are we playing dominoes?
I don't know. I don't know how to play dominoes.
Oh! Got on the other side of that thing. Hang.
Click here to get a new bone. The hell?
What?
Oh. You can't play bones anymore.
I could use a new bone.
It's like a personal problem to me.
No, I got the wrong bone.
Was it?
I had to take 3 new bones to get... Oh my god.
Your bone isn't stending anymore?
Don't use the 5, Comet. Seriously, don't use the 5. Fuck it! I can't... Oh, God.
You should recover the bone that you put in Dinmore last night.
Yeah. No!
Yes, I won.
Shit, no! How could I pass this? Okay, I'm out.